Blackstone presents Richard Wagamese Selected, What Comes from Spirit, by Richard Wagamese. This book is read by Christian Vasquez.
Introduction. Drew Hayden Taylor. I've come to understand that the pain of a wound or a loss is over as soon as it happens. What follows is the pain of getting well. Richard Wagamese. Another Richard Wagamese book for the public to enjoy. The literary gods indeed must be feeling benevolent. In the Canadian literary landscape, there exists what is known as the two Margarets, Lawrence and Atwood, two phenomenal writers who, it can safely be said, had a hand in the development of contemporary Canadian literature. You say, the two Margarets, and if you can't immediately name them and some of their works, well, it's time to hand in your citizenship. In the Indigenous literary universe, the same can be said about the two Richards, Wagamese and Van Camp. Anybody familiar with the stories coming from our communities will know those names. If not, time to hand in your status card. And also, I guess, your citizenship as well. But it is perhaps Richard Wagamese who has captured the Canadian zeitgeist best of all us Indigenous writers. His prolific outpouring of quality storytelling and his unfortunate death have cemented him quite firmly in what I, and to my knowledge nobody else, refer to as the contemporary Indigenous literary renaissance. Novels, poetry, nonfiction, he was a master of them all. If his name was attached to it, you knew there was substance behind it. He was an amazing writer, and more importantly, an amazing man. His smile was as bright as his craft. He was also one of those rare writers who always had something pertinent to say. That comes, possibly, from living such a complex life. Part of the infamous 60s scoop. Richard had a lot of life experience with the trials and tribulations of being an Indigenous youth in Canada to draw upon for his work. Add to that his eventual return to his family, people, and culture, and there was enough experience instilled in him for several lifetimes. 1,000 years ago, when I was taking my first infant steps as a literary storyteller, I wondered if I was doing the right thing. I had stories to tell, but I didn't know if I should be doing that. Back then, there weren't a lot of us around, and job opportunities for us First Nations dudes, writers.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?